102.9 KPLX, the soul of the Bay, has been the heart and soul in the Bay Area for over 30 years. This is Listen Up Bay Area with your host, Armon.
Good morning and welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand, and during this next 15 minutes, I'll be speaking with Linda Serrano, co-chair of LunaFest in San Jose. Thank you, Linda, for spending part of your day with us with Listen Up Bay Area. And you know what, Linda, I'm very excited to find out more about your organization.
Well, I'm really happy to be here and tell you about it. LunaFest is a traveling women's film festival, so we're really excited at San Jose Women's Club to support it because not only does it support women filmmakers and telling stories about women's struggles and interests, but it raises funds for local charities, including some that are very near and dear to the San Jose Women's Club's heart.
Wow. And you know what? I actually lived in San Jose for about a year and a half, so I'm very familiar with the San Jose area, and San Jose has grown a lot.
Well, yes, it has, particularly since the club was founded in 1894. So city looks a lot different than when we got started.
Wow. And I really love your mission statement, a traveling film festival celebrating and showcasing championing women in film. When you say championing women, give me more on that.
Well, LunaFest is actually founded by Luna, the nutrition bar for women that's produced by Cliff Company. They produce the film festival and they champion women because they only present women filmmakers. So they go out and actively seek women's filmmakers to promote at this festival, and in particular women's filmmakers that are presenting short stories that are by, for, and about women.
So that's
the big championing part. And then this film festival is across the U.S. and Canada.
And in
each area, it's a nonprofit that presents the film festival. So in San Jose, it's San Jose Women's Club. In San Francisco, it might be someone different. Each organization then uses the film festival to not only promote women filmmakers and stories about women, but also to raise funds for charities that they support.
Okay, great. What does the ticket include?
Well, we have a really fun evening at our event. So before the films get started, we come in, we've got appetizers, we've got some really yummy South Bay wines available. And because one of the charities that we support is Breast Cancer Prevention Partners, we've got a boutique that you can shop of items that support the mission of Breast Cancer Prevention Partners. So it's non-toxic makeup, cleaning products, skincare products, products for your home. Following that, we've got a full-on dinner that's really delicious, provided by Cater 2, which is a San Jose caterer that's just fab. And then following that, we've got movie theater snacks and 9 films, silent auction, a raffle.
Wow, that is amazing. And curious, why the Breast Cancer Prevention Partners?
LunaFest San Jose was founded by Lanny Luthard, a former club member, in 2009 because breast cancer prevention was near and dear to her because she had breast cancer. And she felt that for other women, the best way to cure breast cancer was to prevent it. It's a lot easier to keep from getting breast cancer than it is to fix it once you have it. So she really supported Breast Cancer Prevention Partners, which at that time was known as Breast Cancer Fund. They changed their name to make their mission a little more clear. So she started it in 2009. She moved it to our clubhouse in 2011 because it just grew too big to have in her living room. And unfortunately, we lost Lanny in 2015. And so since that time, her husband and I have been continuing LunaFest in her honor.
Excellent. So we know the event is in San Jose. Where exactly in San Jose is it?
Well, it's at the San Jose Women's Clubhouse. We're one of the few women's clubs in the nation that have kept our clubhouse. Many of the women's clubs over the years have let theirs go. So it's in 1929 Spanish Revival Clubhouse. We've got a huge ballroom with full-on theater at the front, so it'd be perfect for the films. And we're in downtown San Jose at 75 South 11th Street.
Thank you for spending part of your day with us. This is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand, and my guest today is Linda Serrano, co-chair of LunaFest in San Jose. So when it comes to hosting the LunaFest, why did you choose that organization?
We chose LunaFest because when LunaFest was started, its primary beneficiary was the Breast Cancer Fund, which is now Breast Cancer Prevention Partners. And Lanny really supported that program. So that's one of the big reasons. Also because of the women in film. At the Women's Club, we really welcomed Lanny to come in with that because one of the things the Women's Club does is works with the members to do activities and support charities that the members want to work on.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure, but we would love to hear and see more about your organization. So do you have any social media handles, your website, anything like that that you can share with us?
Yeah, the website is at sjwomansclub, and that's with an A.org. And you can find us on Facebook at San Jose Women's Club.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Once again, Linda Serrano, co-chair of LunaFest San Jose. So, Linda, I want to know more about the sponsorship. You have great sponsorship around this current event. Tell us more about your sponsors and how did you get involved? How did they get involved with the sponsorships?
Well, we go out into the community and we offer our sponsors the chance to present their company to this great audience of almost 200 women that care deeply about their health. So, and we're really fortunate that we do have the support of the community and our sponsors. One of our primary sponsors is Andre Luthard, who always sponsors at the producer level or $1,000. Also, Heritage Bank, which is a local bank in San Jose, has sponsored us again this year at the star level. We've got the Strickland Family LLC, which is a private charitable organization, sponsors us at the director level. And we've got Mahal Lubin, who's a club member, and she's sponsored also at the star level. So we're very excited to have these sponsors support the event. It's one of the primary fundraising mechanisms for the event.
Why San Jose? Out of all the cities in the Bay Area?
Well, the Women's Club is based in San Jose, so of course that makes a logical extension for us. You know, the San Jose Women's Club has been there since 1894, so we've kind of grown up with that community. When we started, we were one of the only women's organizations in the South Bay. There's a couple other clubs that are as old as we are. And we started as part of a global women's club movement because before that, it was only really clubs for men. And if there was a women's organization, it was run by men. So right about this time, women started riding bikes and wearing bloomers and getting a little more out there. And so they said, hey, you know what? And we want to run our own organizations. We don't want to just, you know, fundraise for whatever the guy said we're going to fundraise for. So you saw these women's clubs spring up and then come together under this group called the Federated Women's Clubs. And San Jose Women's Club was a part of that movement and has continued to grow and thrive over the years. So we're still here.
That's excellent. And that's exactly what I wanted to find out, because I know that a lot of men's clubs did start a lot of the women's clubs.
Yes.
And it's nice to see that presence in San Jose. Again, if you could tell us the date.
It's February 2nd. It's a Friday evening. It starts at 6 o'clock, so you can arrive anytime between 6 and 7. Mm. We'll be having appetizers, some local wines, the boutique. Mm. And then at 7, we'll start with the dinner, and films will start right around little after 7:30. We've got 9 short films this year. We're really excited about them. It's a good mix.
Wow. And once again, what is the website?
A website for the Women's Club is sjwomansclub with an A.org. And you can go to that site, or for tickets to the event, you can go direct to our ticketing site, which is lunafest-sj.eventbrite.com.
So in regards to the charities that are involved with this wonderful event, expand on that in regards to the charities.
Each LunaFest location gets to pick the charities they'll support. So in San Jose, we're supporting the Breast Cancer Prevention Partners because of Lanny's support of that organization and our belief that they're doing wonderful work. Another organization we're supporting is the Sempervirens Fund. And San Jose Women's Club has a special partnership with Sempervirens Fund because they helped found Sempervirens Fund in 1902. So they were instrumental in helping found the redwood groves that we've preserved in the Santa Cruz Mountains, and that's what Sempervirens Funds protects. We're really excited to be supporting them. And one of the interesting things that Sempervirens Fund does is they allow you to dedicate a tree in a person's honor or a person's memory. So if you would choose, for instance, I had mentioned earlier that Lanny passed in 2015. Well, Lanny has a dedicated grove in Big Basin, and that is through a Semper Viron Fund donation that was made to create that grove for Lanny. I lost my husband last year. We have a dedicated tree for my husband there in Big Basin. So we're happy to spread the word about that program, too, because it's a more environmental friendly and for many of us a more meaningful way to remember a person and have somewhere to go visit them. So we're very excited to spread the word about that functionality through Semper Viron's Fund and continue to support them as we have since 1902.
Wow, that's an excellent, excellent thing to do. To have trees, you know, dedicated to an individual who has passed. That's amazing.
It is really nice. And so for the grove, there's a sign. The groves are 1 acre square groves.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then the tree, you can go anywhere from a smaller, maybe not so close to everything tree to a quite large tree. For instance, after my husband passed, we have two trees and they're right next to a picnic area. And parking area, because we're kind of lazy. We didn't want to have to work too hard. So our trees kind of suit our personalities. Or, you know, you want a more remote tree where you've got to kind of hike off to it and feel like you're alone with nature.
Yeah. And in regards to LunaFest, LunaFest, is it soon to be a national?
It's national and in Canada.
Oh, okay.
So, and they've raised a lot of money over the years. So I think, I think it's $3 million they've raised over the years. So.
Okay.
They're in their 17th year this year.
Yeah, 17th year, and it raised over $3 million. That's excellent. That's excellent. And I'm so glad you're a part of it. And as far as board members, is there a number of board members? Is it a nonprofit? Is it a...
Well, the Women's Club is hosting the event. Mm-hmm. So for us, yes, we do have a board. Mm-hmm. And the board all helps on it, but we've got a couple of event chairs, myself and Andre Luthard. Mm-hmm. That are presenting the event. And LunaFest is sponsored again by the Luna makers of the Luna Bars, the Cliff Company.
Got it. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. This is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand, and my guest today is Linda Serrano, co-chair of LunaFest in San Jose. So, Linda, once someone buys a ticket, they're there. What can they do to help?
Well, we've got a number of different ways. So we'll have representatives from Breast Cancer Prevention Partners and Semper Viron's Fund there. So we'd really appreciate, you know, a little support of these charities. And it gives attendees a chance to find out more about these wonderful organizations. We do have the Health and Wellness Boutique, where they can look for items that will protect their health while helping them clean the house or, you know, makeup or skincare products, because that's still an ongoing process to get non-toxic items out there for these. So it's a great place to shop for that. You can meet other like-minded women that are there. Once the evening rolls on a little bit, we do have a silent auction. We've got some wonderful prizes for that you can bid on. We have the Fire Museum in San Jose, which is really fun. It represents the history of the San Jose Fire Department since its inception. It's a great way to come out and have a good time, get some really cute selfies with some old fire equipment, and hang out with the firemen. We've got tickets to the Computer History Museum in Mountain View, which is a fabulous place to go
there.
And
yes,
see.
Excellent, yes.
We've got some wonderful wine donated to us by Treviso Winery, a local winery in Campbell. Some spa days, tickets to local sporting events, you know, San Jose, home of the Sharks.
Yes.
There's a number of silent auctions. Also, we auction off what we call luxury seating. So up at the front of the event, we've got these really comfy sofas with table service, so you don't have to get up and get your wine or your movie theater snacks. We bring it to you, and that's always a hot ticket item each year. So we auction that off for first half and second half of the movies.
And for our listeners, if they cannot make it, what can they do to help the organization?
Well, we're happy to accept a donation, even if you can't attend. Mm-hmm. And if you can't donate, then I would urge everyone to at least look at these wonderful websites for Breast Cancer for Prevention Partners, for Semper Viron's Fund, and understand the work that they do. Take a minute to go out and visit these redwood groves and support, you know, their preservation if you can, because, you know, that's really the big reason why we're having this event. And then you can look at some trailers, and maybe they may have like one film that you can review on the LunaFest site. So that's a good way to get an idea of the women's filmmakers that we're also supporting through the event.
Okay, great. Well, that does it for us here at Listen Up Bay Area. I want to thank my guest, Linda Serrano, co-chair of LunaFest San Jose. Thank you so much, Linda, for hanging out with us at Listen Up Bay Area. I want to thank LunaFest as well for giving us such a fantastic event in San Jose. I'm your host, Armand, and in case you missed part of this show or want to hear it all over again, go to KBLX.com and check out our official page. I want to thank my producer, Carlos, who promises me that this will be up Monday afternoon. Be sure to listen to us next week. My name is Armand, and I want to thank you once again for listening to Listen Up Bay Area.
Thank you for tuning in to Listen Up Bay Area with Armand. Make sure to listen next week. We are 102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay.